Hare Krishna. We have with us His Grace Raja Hamsa Prabhu, who has been a president of ISKCON Berkeley for the past many, many years. And he has been working in BI, Bhaktivedanta Institute, Juhu before. I know him since 1991, 1992 or so, and he has been in Juhu in those days. So Prabhuji will be here, and of course he is going to Belgaum for some time and coming back to Pune. And he will be working in BI, but on and off will be visiting Pune. So we'd like to welcome him to Sri Sri Radha Kunj Bihari Temple. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. His Grace Govind Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, and myself, we are leaving for US tomorrow morning, and I seek the blessings of all the devotees. Before I go to Bombay today, I wanted to say a few words to all the devotees in Pune. Well, I'll be back probably by August 6th or 7th, I think. Yeah, I'm going for about a little more than a month. So, you know, the scriptures give so many rules and regulations, and when we observe these rules and regulations, we have to know that all these rules and regulations which we follow in our Vaishnava life are all blessed by the Acharyas. They're given by the Acharyas, like Rupa Goswami has given 64 regulative principles. So they also have the potency because they are blessed by the Acharyas. And while applying these rules and regulations, we have to also apply them by knowing the spirit behind them. Because without knowing the spirit behind these rules, one will not be able to apply the rules properly also. Because sometimes there are lower principles, there are higher principles, and one will not know which one to put first, which one to put above. So one has to know the spirit behind them. And one also has to know the goal behind this, applying this to rules and regulations. Because if one is blind to see the ultimate goal behind these rules and regulations can become a very great burden in our life. And we may consider the appliers of rules and regulations to be like policemen or like Yamaraj or representative of Yamaraj. But if you know these three things, that the rules and regulations are blessed by the Acharyas, we have to know the spirit behind them, and we have to know the ultimate goal behind them, we are not just applying these rules and regulations simply for the sake of showing that I am a high class disciplined brahmachari, like that milk drinking brahmachari. That is not the purpose. There is the ultimate goal. And every individual devotee will have to awaken in his own heart the understanding of the ultimate goal, by which his following the rules and regulations will be very smooth, very enjoyable, and one will become more and more grateful for these rules and regulations as one's Krishna consciousness gets more and more awakened. Prema bhakti yaha hoite avidya vinasha jate. By applying rules and regulations, the avidya vinasha jate. They get destroyed. But for the Prema Bhakti to arise, we have to do separate homework. It is not just by following rules and regulations, automatically one is assured awakening of Prema Bhakti. Every individual devotee, like for example, chanting of the holy name, can we assure that it will produce love of God? Yes, chanting of the holy name, if it is done with a certain spirit, with a certain understanding of the goal of life, and with the observation of its connection to the Acharyas who are handing it over in the line. With all these things, only the chanting will awaken love of God. Otherwise, it will, but eventually it will take a long time. The process may be very long. So, in the past several months, or even years we can say, ever since we started the sadhana card, I have been observing in the notice board as well as individually, many devotees don't fill up sadhana card. When I call them personally and ask them, why you're not filling up, they said, somehow or other, I just can't get into the habit of filling up sadhana card, Prabhu. I don't know why. The reason is very simple, because you don't understand these three things. If you only see the rules, independent of the person who has made the rule, then the rules will be meaningless for you. That is why Prabhupada is challenging about Christians. Many Christians, they also have church, they also go on Sundays to church. They also read a Bible, but Prabhupada says that no, they are not proper followers of Bible. Why? They may be claiming to be loving God, But if they love God, they have to follow His laws. Because they are killing cows and killing all these animals and doing abortion and breaking the regulative principles, Prabhupada says that they actually don't love God. They are simply making a show. Similarly, many of us living in Pune may be somehow or other occasionally filling up sadhana card and getting 45%, 50%, and dragging ourselves and hoping and praying that nobody will notice it and nobody will catch you. At least till now they have not caught me. If you are living your life like that, you don't love those who give the instructions to you. You are simply a cheater. Because you have no love for them. Your love for them will be seen by your action, your surrender, your commitment. If you say, I am committed, you are committed to your own three gunas that are making a dance. Because the three gunas, they drive every living entity mad in this world. Whole world is running. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sosha. So if somebody wants to follow proper spiritual life, we have to apply a strenuous effort to withdraw ourselves from the modes and apply ourselves to the instruction. If we refuse to follow the instructions, then we should be prepared to be knocked out anytime by the three modes. I cannot assure anybody safe shelter in Pune if they don't get 80% in sadhana card. I am not responsible. I have done my part. From my side, I spent hours and weeks designing the sadhana card, repeatedly modifying it. Almost 6 months it took me to fine-tune it. Every day, every alternate, I would be thinking about what more item to add. And I would go through nectar of instruction, nectar of devotion, and Prabhupada's purpose from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I went through all these things and gradually found out what are the vital things that will help a devotee to become a proper devotee. And even after giving sadhana card, like I was scolding Acharya Pu that, you know, last one full year we never had Vrinda camps. Why? Because, you know, we were busy with too many things. Vrinda camp is very vital for equal devotees to come together and associate with one another and develop thick relationships. Although Rupa Vrinda and Sanatana Vrinda happened, the other Vrinda camps didn't happen. Many of the students outside, they will, over a period of time, they will feel dry if they don't have that kind of association coming together. Similarly, if the application of rules is done merely for the sake of following them, that is also called as Niyamagraha. That will not awaken Krishna consciousness if you do it for the sake. Yesterday I had gone to one of the yoga centers. They have put a chart where they write hearing, reading. So boys have written, you know, 5 minutes reading Prabhupada book. 5 minutes, some days. 10 minutes, 17 minutes, like that they have written. I saw 2 minutes. So if you are simply doing this kind of reading and hearing, taking any book and reading, you know, and hearing any cassette without any plan, without making notes, and if you are not hearing with respect, if you are not paying attention to these things, if you are not doing it with proper spirit, we may somehow prove that, you know, I have somehow got 60%, 70% or something. It will not work. Every devotee should sit alone with your own sadhana card and make a plan for the coming week. In that connection, one suggestion I would like to give, especially those on Rupa Vrinda and Sanatana Vrinda devotees are very busy devotees, I would not mind if you leave by, say, Monday evening you go for some preaching program or something. Monday night you go to some yoga. Whole Tuesday you can stay there. There's no problem. Especially I'm telling Saffron devotees who are in Rupa and Sanatana. Go Tuesday full day. Let Tuesday be your, you know, sadhana day or whatever. Complete your reading, complete your hearing, complete your preparation for the programs and everything. And then Wednesday when you come, Wednesday will be 11 to 1 and 2 to 6 will be your Bhagavatam study. So one Bhagavatam study will be with other devotees and one day study will be individual study. Your study, preparation, everything will happen in that time. And you can also do your planning of time management for the week. And I'm not going to scold you why you are escaping from the temple. I'm not saying. You can. So Tuesday can be your personal day and Wednesday can be service. I mean, Wednesday can be Bhagavatam study together with all devotees. And you can keep programs on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You can keep 3 evenings you can go for some out. For some program, or even Tuesday evening you want to come back for some program, you can come back on Tuesday evening. But why I am telling you, in the temple, even yesterday, for example, I had gone to Magarpada Yoga, morning 8 till evening 5, I was constantly working on the courses for VIT college. practically almost 8-9 hours I sat through and made the course material, PPT, everything ready now. And you can do, really you can turn out a lot of solid work when you go out. Because in the temple, phone calls keep coming, people keep coming, and so many not tangible thing happens. You keep talking, time goes off. So senior duties can take off. You have my sanction to you. So I am allotting time and giving you for your own sadhana, personal sadhana. 2 full days, Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday yourself and Wednesday together. So you, despite this, if you don't get 80% in sadhana card, then I leave it to Guru and Krishna. Then let them do whatever they want to do with you. In fact, I was telling Sundarshan Prabhu that any boy in yoga or voice does not get 80%. If any counselor finds, you have the right to drop them. Tell them that you cannot be my counselee. That's all. I'm sorry. You take somebody else. You can leave them. And not 80 score aggregate, 80 body score, 80 soul score. They have to get. Don't think that I'm pushing you. I'm also giving you time. I'm not telling you that you have to do this many services in temple and you also have to somehow make it. I'm not saying that. I'm taking your time and giving you. So somebody may say, Prabhuji, if I don't have interest in reading, what to do? Then we are not supposed to be brahmacharis at all. If somebody has no interest to read the spiritual message which Krishna has got to give, if somebody doesn't have interest to hear, in fact, if you take out Tuesday, you can chant some more rounds also. If any of you want to chant a little more rounds, you want to chant 25-30 rounds, especially saffron devotees, you'll get time to chant. Actually, you ask the managers, they have no problem with saffron devotees taking up, isn't it, Sundanathu? Because they don't miss you much. Because we are not doing so many ad hoc services in the temple. Our services are all mostly preaching oriented. So please take care. And when I come back, I would like to see, when I come in the first week of August, all the scores should be 80 plus. Body scores, scores and soul scores. Of all the brahmacharis, all the boys, all the devotees. So I am very confident, if people apply this one principle, they'll become very strong in Krishna consciousness. Very deeply situated, well situated. We cannot be shaken. Otherwise what happens, boys get 45%. And those are the guys come with problem to counselors, and counselors come to me. And my health gets bad, and all of your health gets bad, and everyone has to stretch to solve the problem. Problems come because we are not Krishna conscious. When you are Krishna conscious, Krishna Surya Sama, Mahayandakar, Yahan Krishna Tahane, and Maya Radhikar. Maya will be driven out. So take this principle very seriously. Remember these three things, that these regulatory principles, whatever rules we are making now, they are all blessed by the Acharyas. All Acharyas will be happy. Understand the spirit, understand the goal. Shri Prabhupada ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.